call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, automatically deleted, and in the second, is this the third or is it four? I think a third time where we had this period where you apparently weren't consuming your voicemails. And, you know, there's obviously a lot of things that implies, and you know, without communications, I have no idea. Well, there are several things. I anticipate an extremely busy weekend because there's a lot on the table. And on that, one of the things I've been wondering about, because, you know, clearly I've done things for George in the sense of requested joy of taking a hike with him. And then, you know, kind of the similar context with Walter and Zadok, because, I mean, they're my sons. But there's also my girls, Susanna and Gloria Jane, who are very much also on my mind. The one aspect of that is, you know, we have very clear in the scripture what the Lord describes as a woman who is obedient to Christ. I don't see that my girls have a model of that in front of them, and I hate to say that. My wife simply isn't. I do pray that she will repent of that because I still love her. I still love her intensely, and my commitment is until death because that's what the Lord demands. And I would like my girls to understand that model and live that model, even though they don't see that in front of them. So I don't know, I don't remember how, what motivated it, but I ended up and I saw something that linked me to a video at MetaView that was only like a couple days ago on, it's HS class, so I'm guessing this is high school class, and the discussion was marriage. And so I downloaded the video, and while I was eating this morning, I listened to it. And in a lot of respects, it's better than average, because he hints at some things, but I think he misses the fundamental, which I summarize with marriage begins with sex and ends with death. He actually hinted almost at that. But see, because of that, the postcard I sent today was directly to his home. It's George Sayor. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. But anyway, that's what I have done. I sent him the postcard today with the simple, I listened to HS class number 3, marriage. And then stated, you are missing Matthew 23:3. And you're saying, oh, yes, of course. You know that verse. Well, it should be one you should hear. You should know. And so do and observe whatever they tell you, but not the works they do. For they preach, but do not practice. There's clear evidence leadership within MetaView, at least previously, have had marital issues. And so to suggest this and not live it yourself is kind of like, well, they preach but do not practice. But, you know, there's this common phrase, sola scriptura, the scripture alone. But there's a companion phrase that usually isn't discussed as much, tota scriptura, all of scripture. And, you know, if you say, okay, I want to obey Christ in the marriage realm by certain things. He talked about, the homosexuality and things of that nature. He did make a statement, and he said he talked previously about it, and I don't know if I'll try to hunt it down, that there are ways for remarriage after divorce. No, there are not. Mark 10 is easy. Romans 7 is clear. It's kind of like, no, that is a fallacy, that is leading people astray, that is a lie. And so, you know, you have issues like that. And again, there's the total idea. What he did, he spent a lot of time going over what's happened, and I think he did, you know, because I've done those kind of things myself. He showed the progress of the denigration of the meaning, the definition of marriage as the state decreed versions over the past decades. And I think he did reasonable about that, except the problem is he needed to start a few years before that, specifically the 1500s, when the Roman Catholic Church, formally in the Council of Trent, defined marriage, and then the 1600s, that was ordained by the institutional church, and then the Book of Common Prayer, which did that effectively for the Protestants, because most do that, which we used their terminology ourselves in our wedding. But see, the issue is the Lord never gave the authority to define marriage to man. He never set up a ceremony. Marriage begins with sex. It's just that simple. And you can see this 100% consistent in Scripture. There is no discussion whatsoever of premarital sex of a child out of wedlock. Because I know I've misused it myself. When you see the fornication and adultery, the fornication is the umbrella term, adultery is specific. It is not two different things. There is no idea of premarital sex in Scripture, period. It's not there. There's no idea of a child out of wedlock. It's simply not there. So the objective, I think, especially if you're teaching high school, because I didn't want to get long, but anyway, I go after young people. When I see them on the streets, I go up to them and talk to them. You know, this is the Acts 20:20 thing. I actually approach people. And if I get somebody who says, yeah, I follow Christ, I ask them why. And then we get into things like this wherever possible. And sometimes it's worked really well. Sometimes I've had the opportunity to encourage young people. The marriage begins with sex and ends with death. And, you know, that's why, when I did the Black Families Matter video, I basically said that, to find one woman, commit your whole life to her, and never turn from her. Well, I'm living that. My wife is not living the complimentary part of that. And I continue to pray that she will repent of that. Because what she's doing is hating herself and hating her kids and spitting in the face of God. Yes, that's strong language. But what I heard at MetaView is missing the point. It's not what the state decrees. It's what the Lord decrees. And we don't say we have to, you know, because I did it. The idea of trying to promote pro-life laws, I don't do that at all anymore. I am clearly pro-life, but I have no desire whatsoever to outlaw abortion anymore. I have repented from that. Because it's not that I don't want people to I don't want people to have the freedom to go kill their kids, but rather my focus is obedience to Christ, starting with myself. And if I ask for a state to impose laws, I'm asking for a state which is a rejection of the Lord. So you skip the fundamentals and go straight to, I want to impose. No, we're not called to impose. There's no place where we're called to impose. We're called to proclaim. And so I proclaim obedience to Christ, and not outlawing abortion, but practicing the first command that God gave to man, be fruitful and multiply, which has the related commands about, you know, George Sayer did mention how, you know, a man should leave his father and mother and cling or be joined to his wife, and the two become one flesh. He did mention how that's kind of put together, that's a strong bond. And I don't think he didn't use the words I would use, but he did a reasonable job, because the word there, if you look at some of the definitions, it's to glue. You are glued together. A man and a woman are glued together. How? When they're joined. How are they joined? It's called sex. And this is consistent. Again, the first Corinthians 6, whatever, near the end, where, you know, where that verse is used and talks about a prostitute. And how? What do you do? How do you join to a prostitute? Sex. It's consistent. The Bible is consistent. But you can't try to say, well, I'm going to squeeze in an allowance for divorce like Jim Cross does. No, he turns to the Talmud to find that. It is not in the scripture. It is simply not there. Anyway, I'm getting long. I have three things to do this weekend, and I don't know if I get any one of them done. But all three of them are in your face kind of things. One will be to respond very openly to MetaView. One is to be very public on I'm using the theme of How Christian of You from Richard Medhurst, because I really think that line sunk in so well, and going to use that again for a, you know, because, no, I'm sorry, the United States isn't and never has been a Christian country, because that's a non sequitur. But anyway, there's so many things to do this weekend, plus there's, but anyway, I'm not giving up. I'm going to try to love my kids like my girls and tell them, no, the model you see your mom living is spitting in the face of God. And I'm sorry, that's a hard thing to say, but I love my wife. And I don't go to my wife and say, well, it's okay. No, I point her to Christ, point her to the obedience to Christ, because she's saying no to that. I have considered, in spite of the restraining order that she went to, turning to the state in violation of 1 Corinthians 6, you know this stuff, I've still pondered showing up at the door. So you can have set the model before our kids that you trust in man, not the Lord. Well, it's the Psalm 20 I discussed yesterday. There's no love there. There is no love there. There is simply no love there. There's no obedience to Christ. I thought my wife was the one who very much was striving to be obedient to Christ. And I'm afraid she's in love with the world. And in the same way, when I talk about the Galatians 2 versus 2 Peter 3 example, in striving to reconcile with the leadership of the institutional church, my father-in-law, and in the same way my wife, I'm going to point her to the truth, point her to Christ, with the hope that one day she will say, yes, I want to reconcile with my husband. There is nothing more important to me, you know, besides obedience to Christ, than the relationship with my wife. I love her. I only want to be a blessing to her. And I'm going to continue to try. And, you know, it's just like we see so many times in Scripture, the chastisement, the discipline, it's not very comfortable when it's happening. but we are appreciative of it happening. I've seen the Lord's discipline in me. And I pray that the Lord will discipline my wife in such a way that she will repent of her coldness towards her husband, of her disobedience to Christ, and seek reconciliation. I want that so badly. My lady, I love you.